the table, looking at you laughing, you're smiling back at me. Baby, I'm proud that we're together. Said without you I'd have a man. I wanna be sure that you're doing alright, and your every wish is my command.
What's up, all my players and playettes? Welcome to a new episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. Today is Thursday, September 11th, the anniversary of 9/11. I want to give a shout out to all my listeners out there. Don't forget, people, tomorrow, September 12th, you can order the Mac Lessons pay-per-view special, Message to White America. That will be available tomorrow. You can actually order it today, and it will be delivered to you first thing tomorrow, and it will be up for one day only. So you have to get it tomorrow. One day only, y'all. Don't call me or email me Saturday saying, hey, where's the special? The pay-per-view specials are up for one day. Message to White America. Go to MacLessons.com and order the Message to White America special tomorrow, Friday, September 12th. And you can also order the Art of Mackin ebook. And don't forget to go to GetYourGameRightTour.com to get your tickets for the Mac Lessons Game Right Lecture. We're hitting up Atlanta and Los Angeles. Atlanta on the 23rd of October, and Atlanta on the 29th of October. So check that out. There's some other spots too that we're going to, but they're already sold out. And some of the schools, they're not open to the public, so we're not really advertising them. But I digress. Now, on today's show, I want to talk about lying to yourself about relationships. And this game is going to apply to men and women. It's going to be a very good show today. Who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Ronnie from Detroit.
What's going on, Ronnie?
Hey, Tariq, I just wanted to give you a shout-out. You know we friends on MySpace. You can look me up, Ronnie Robinson.
Okay.
But I just want to say you need to come to Detroit. Seriously.
A lot of folks are saying that. A lot of folks are saying I need to come to Detroit. It's so much shit going on out there with the mayor and just
some. It's a lot. Yeah. He stepped down, though.
Yeah.
But I still support him, but he stepped down. So.
Yeah. I think they kind of threw him under the bus. You know, they did. They made an example out of him. I mean, he shouldn't have been text messaging no female and all that, but they shouldn't have really punished him the way they're doing.
Went that far with it.
Exactly. Because there's mayors and governors, these white dudes out here fucking in the bathroom, paying for home.
Even the presidential candidate, John Edwards, got the baby and all that. He's doing the same thing that they all did, but it came down harder on him.
Absolutely.
Which is unfair, but
absolutely. I totally agree.
He'll get through it.
Absolutely. So. Okay, babe. Thanks a lot for the call, Ronnie.
All right, then. Take care. Bye.
Word up. And I am going to take some calls today. I know a lot of the listeners been wanting to call in, so your asses can call in and chop up game with me. Let me put on some Prince, goddammit, so I can spit some game. But like I said on today's show, this game is going to apply for men and women, about men and women lying to themselves in relationships. Now, what made me want to do this show is two things. There was an email that I got from one of my female listeners that I'm going to read in a second. And also this video, or a couple of video and audio recordings that a lot of people have been emailing me the last couple of days. Well, the quote unquote video vixen Superhead is back up to her tricks. Superhead and Darius McCrary, a.k.a. Eddie Winslow, they were in a relationship a few months ago. And I did a show about that. I kind of touched on that. About how stupid could you be to get in a relationship with Superhead. So Eddie Winslow has recently done an interview saying that he has a restraining order against Superhead. She attacked his car and she came up to his recording session because he's working on an album. She came up there showing out, clowning because he didn't want to be in a relationship with her. Now there's a videotape circulating on the net of Superhead holding a bag of anal beads and dildos, saying that Darius McCrary uses all these sex toys in his ass and he's undercover gay and all this shit. And nobody's really surprised. My whole thing is, why would you, and I'm blaming Eddie Winslow here, Darius, I'm blaming him. Why would you get in a relationship with a female like this thinking that she would do anything other than what she's doing now? A lot of you dudes deal with these women and people in general. They lie to themselves about relationships. They see what a person is like, but then they lie to themselves. See, I'm not even criticizing Superhead. She's been very consistent on the kind of person she is. So she's not doing anything different. I mean, she's painfully blatant about the kind of broad she is. So I'm really intrigued by the dudes that would try to get into a serious relationship with a female like this and then trip when they have to put out a restraining order against her and she puts them on blast on the internet or in a book. What the fuck are you dudes thinking? I know when somebody suck your dick, you lose all rationale, but you gotta pull it together. And the interview, I should play the interview, but it's kind of a long interview of Darius McCrary saying that, well, I was dealing with her because, you know, her son needed help and he needed a male figure in her life. Y'all niggas stop that bullshit right there. Because the radio DJ Tigger, he did the same thing. Yeah, her son, I was there for her and her son because her son needed a father. You niggas don't give a fuck about the son. Y'all using that bullshit as an excuse. Stop using the I was there for her son shit. That's a bullshit excuse you're trying to use to justify being with that crazy bitch because she turned your asses out. You niggas are playing the role of two captains. You playing Captain Save-A-Ho and Captain Kangaroo. You can't save a goddamn slut and her kid. That kid is going to have to deal with his own issues. There's nothing you can do. Child Services is going to have to help that kid. There's nothing you Save-A-Ho niggas can do. You don't give a fuck about this woman or her kid. You just like the fact that she sucks your dick with that crazy ass psycho mentality she has. So don't lie to yourself about why you're really in the situation with a person like this. Don't get in a situation with somebody who's clearly dysfunctional and think you're going to change them and make them something other than what they are. I'm tired of this broad Superhead coming out with different stories, putting motherfuckers on blast. It's getting kind of tired now. You niggas are real lame with this shit. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq, man?
What's up, man? Who's this?
Hey, this is PJ, man, all the way down in Tennessee.
What's going on in Tennessee, man?
Man, ain't nothing popping up down here, man. It ain't nothing like out in Cali, dog. You know, y'all doing it big.
That's what's up. So what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, I don't know what the topic is, man, but I'm as to what you think about Sarah Palin, man. And I'm just wondering, do you think we need to, as Democrats, kind of fall back on all the Sarah Palin talk?
Look, I addressed that on the Message to White America special. Listen to that special tomorrow, because I go into a whole thing about that. So definitely, a lot of folks have been asking me about my position on Sarah Palin. Listen to that special. Order that shit today, and I go real deep into that, man.
Got you, man.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, player.
All right, man.
For sure. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Big Sal from the A, a.k.a. Prospect Slim.
What's going on with you, pimpin'?
Chillin', man.
So what's on your mind today, man?
Nothing much, man. I've been hearing all these records lately, man, like T.I. and Nas. They talk about, you know, it ain't trickin' if you got it, man. I know you already touched up on this before, man, but I just can't believe it, man. These cats are still talking.
They still talk. What's funny, I was looking at a video today, and Ludacris, he was like, yeah, I give a girl my black car, and it ain't tricking if you got it. They're back on that bullshit. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Crazy.
The thing is, yeah. Fellas, let me let you fellas on that, it ain't tricking if you got it. it is tricking if you got it, because you got to have it to trick. This is where the tricking comes in. Fellas, if you got some paper and you just out kicking it with a female and you spending dough like that on both of you, that's cool. But if you're using your money and you're spending it trying to get some ass out of the deal, that's tricking. You feel me? It's that simple. If you're just like a cool nigga, you're like, look, here, I'm going to buy my friend some drinks, whatever. You ain't got to come home with me. Just enjoy yourself. I got money like that. Everybody knock yourself out. That's cool. But if you're like, here's some money, I'm spending it. Now, won't you come upstairs? Your ass is tricking. Bottom line. Got it?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you that on that, player, for sure.
You coming to the lecture down there, man?
Yeah, I got the ticket already, man. So I see you on the 29th, man, at the Hilton Hotel in Atlanta.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, thanks for the call, player. Also, I got to holler at the radio people down there. We're trying to set up radio interviews, and I haven't been to Atlanta in years. Last time I was down there, I co-hosted Ryan Cameron's morning show, and since I've been there, Ryan has been to, like, what, two or three different stations? So I don't know who's who down in Atlanta. All my Atlanta radio people, y'all hit me up at kflexforlife@yahoo.com, or hit me up on my email. I got to holler at my radio folks down there, but the whole radio game is really upside down up there right now. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta, but I digress. But let me get back to this goddamn game. Like I said, fellas, don't lie to yourself. And ladies, the same thing applies to you. Let me read this email from this young lady who sent me an email the other day on MySpace. She told me not to use her name. And very cute little chocolate girl from, I think she's up there in Canada. Let me see who this is real quick. These block numbers kill me. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, this is Jay Young, man, from L.A., man.
What's going on, man? What's your name?
Jay Young, out the ball, man.
All right, what's going on with you, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, what's up? What's the topic for today, man?
And I told y'all, don't call and ask what the goddamn topic is. Y'all got to call up and spit. Spit game. Okay. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, man. Remember, I hit you up this week about doing a client's work, man. And it was about she was giving me, like, good conversation, but I didn't know how to interact between there. So it's like, how do you read the body language just to get the number and everything?
You're the one. It was a Jamaican chick or something, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah, you were doing work at her house, and she was talking a lot, and I asked you, were you trying to get with this woman, and you didn't give me a really definitive answer on that.
Well, you know, I really wasn't trying to, because I wasn't trying to mix business with pleasure, but at the same time, you know, she was just giving good conversation, so, you know, I didn't know where to go with it from there on.
Now, was this chick a housewife or something? I mean, you got to look into her background.
Nah, no kids, nothing, just her.
Well, okay, now she was giving major cooperation. You got to really feel her out a little bit more. What you do, you say, well, look, let me give you my card. So if you need some extra work done without going through the company, you can holler at me and we can see what's popping and feel her out that way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Because you don't want to go blatantly start spitting like, hey, let me get your number. And she's like, wait a minute, nigga, this is sexual harassment. I'm going to call whatever company you work for and tell on you and you fuck your job up. You know what I'm saying? What do you work at, by the way?
No, I got my own company, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just doing my own thing, but, you know, I'm just trying to build business, so I didn't want to fuck it up by just throwing game at her and shit like that, man.
Absolutely. But you can just feel her out. Again, just give her your card and say, look, if you need some extra stuff done, give me a holler. And if she hollers at you, you know, you take it up a notch. Got it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Thanks, man.
All right, player. Well, anyway, let me get to this email. Let me spit this game on this email. So like I said, the young lady sent me an email. She didn't want me to use her name. And the email goes like this. She says, what's up, Tariq? I have a history with this dude. For the past 2 years, we've been through some bullshit off and on. I've been through an abortion with him, and he's just been an overall asshole. Well, lately, he seems to be coming around and acting like he wanted to be serious with me. So recently, he invited me over to his crib. He lives with his roommate. So I went over there and we did what he did, meaning he fucked the shit out of her. So they did what they did. They had sex, and she said he had to step out the room for a second. He said when he came back in the room, he come to sleep. I'm like, cool. However, when I woke up, I saw him sleeping in the living room on the couch. I went to him and asked him why would he invite me to his place and let me sleep alone. I was heated. He said he would come, but I waited like an hour. He still didn't come in the bedroom. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to leave. He said I was acting like a kid, but he never made an effort to stop me from leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, he hasn't called me. And this is Saturday of last week. Now, most guys would say, charge this to the game. But in reality, I really like this guy. We fight and argue and butt heads, but I really want to be with him. So my question is, was I in the wrong? He's one of those thuggish type guys, so to say. And I know he's mad because I made him look stupid or whatever, but okay, now she's kind of rambling, but basically, this is what happened. She went over to this dude's crib. He fucked her. Didn't want to sleep in the bedroom with her. She left and she's throwing the hissy fit. This young lady, which I'm going to call Chocolate, give her a little nickname. And all you other women out there in situations like this, you have to stop being an ignorant ass slut. Stop being a little ignorant slut. Because that's what you are right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat this shit. You are an ignorant slut. If a dude invites you to his house, sits up and runs game on you, you come over there, he fucks you, and then go in another room and go to sleep, what do you think he thinks about you? And then you females lie to yourself saying, well, I'm in a relationship. We've been in a relationship off and on. We've been doing this off and on. You're not in a relationship, ladies. If you're in a situation like this, you are not in a relationship on and off for 2 years. You've been getting fucked on and off for 2 years. Stop lying to yourself saying that you're in a relationship. Because if you talk to that dude, he's not going to claim you. He's not going to say that you're in a relationship. You're the bitch he's fucking. In your little ignorant slut mind, you think you're in a relationship. Grow up, ladies, and get real. Accept reality. You're lying to yourself now. Because these dudes aren't even coming up with good lies. They're telling you old 1983 Lionel Richie lies. And if you're going to be a hoe, at least be a good hoe. That's the problem. Back in the day, hoes used to be somewhat respectable because hoes had game. Hoes were slick. Y'all giving hoes a bad name because some of you women are so goddamn stupid, you don't know when you're hoes. Dumb as fucking bricks. And no dude is really going to respect a woman that he can run weak game on. See, let me break it down for my ladies. All my ladies, sit down. Let me give you some game. A man will respect you more if you're honest about being a jump off. See, if a man feels like he can just say some real weak shit or just kind of hustle you, they can't respect you. And ladies, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get your fuck on. There's nothing wrong with you wanting to get your freak on if that's what you want to do. A lot of times you want to get your freak on, ladies, and then you have to kind of justify it by claiming to be in a relationship. And then you start bullshitting yourself, and then you start letting the dude bullshit you. And that makes you look weak. Like, I've dealt with women before, and like, back in the day, women come over to the crib, and they're like, we do our thing, and the woman is like, okay, cool, I gotta go to work in the morning, I'll call you next week. I can respect that. She wanted to come get her dick on, I wanted to get my freak on, we made it happen, she's cool, she got up and left. No bullshit, I didn't run no game on her, she didn't run no game on me. I respect that, and a man can respect that. What we don't respect is that you come over, you do what it do, and then you sitting up wanting to cuddle and make it more than what it is. And you don't see that the situation is nothing more than just a jump off, a booty call. ladies, you got to accept when you're a motherfucker's jump off. You have to accept when you just a motherfucker's booty call. I know it's hard to fathom the idea that you somebody's jump off, but you have to accept reality. And here's one test, ladies. If you hook up with the dude, every time you, if there's a guy you're dealing with and every single time you hook up with him, you get fucked. 9 times out of 10, you're just his busted baby. You're his jump off. If every time you hook up with the dude, he fucks you, you're his jump off. If that's all you do, you're a jump off. You can accept that or deny it. Some women are cool with that. There are a lot of women who like, I want to get my fuck on. Nigga, I call you, come over, we'll make it do what it do. I'm going to bounce. But accept it for what it is, ladies. Don't be in no one-sided relationship thinking that something is going to materialize out of you being a jump off. A nigga fucking you and then going to another room to go to sleep. See, I tell women all the time, a man don't have to like you to fuck you. See, a lot of you women, you fuck a dude and automatically try to make something out of it more than it is. Sex equals love to you. And that's weak. Even the most thorough hoe won't think like that. Like a good money-making hoe, a hoe who's about her paper, a good hoe has a monogamous mentality. A good hoe knows how to separate sex and emotions. A whack hoe will become emotionally attached to everybody they have sex with, which fucks your mind up. It has you confused. Some of the best hoes in the game, the ones who got pimps and all that stuff, they have an emotional attachment to a pimp, and all the tricks are just nothing but physical bullshit. That's how they can get money. But if you're a kind of female, everybody who fucks you, you get turned out by everybody who runs up in you. You become everybody's bitch. You become the neighborhood mutt. And everybody can run game on you, which makes you weak. And now, ladies, if you can't handle just being a jump off, or you just can't handle having a sexual relationship with a guy, stop fucking for a while. Get your mind right before you get back into the fucking game. Because a lot of you women can't handle it. You want to go out here and do what the dudes do, because you believe in this bullshit double standard. Well, if men can have sex with a bunch of women, I can have sex with a bunch of dudes. And a lot of times you can't mentally handle it. Some women can handle that. Some women can detach themselves emotionally. But a lot of you women can't, because you have a problem dealing with one dude you're sexual with, let alone two or three motherfuckers. So sometimes you need to sit your ass down. But whatever you do, don't lie to yourself, especially in a situation with somebody who don't give a shit about you. All they're doing is banging you. Be a good hoe. If you're going to be a hoe, get something out the deal. Stop letting these dudes run whack game on you. And then when you 30 some years old, niggas ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Now you bitter because your game wasn't tight. Stop lying to yourself. Men and women, stop bullshitting yourself. Fellas, take your capes off. Stop fucking with these superhead women thinking that you're going to get them in on some wifey material shit. A slut is a slut is a slut. Especially all you industry dudes. Fucking with superhead. You got to be insane. I can understand just getting your dick sucked or whatever. Just, you know, making it pop off. But being in a relationship cupcaking with this broad? You got to be insane. The only person, I've said this before, who I have a lot of respect for is Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx said that he met her. He met Superhead. He brought her to the crib. And then he realized who she was. He was like, oh, hell no, I'm not fucking this chick. And when I heard that, I'm like, at least somebody has some goddamn sense. But I digress. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, take your black asses and your white asses over to maclessons.com and get the special show, Message to White America. This is the show that you're going to have to listen to. Very good show. And don't forget to check out the Get Your Game Right Tour. Go to getyourgamerighttour.com to get your tickets. Like I said yesterday, or the day before, the tickets for that show are going to go up next week because we're hitting the mainstream press. So if you want to get them at a discount rate, you only have a few days. So go to getyourgamerighttour.com and get your tickets now. Peace.